News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Rushed, unsupported and unheard. These are some of women's experiences at the hands of the healthcare service in Ireland, according to a new report. With maternity restrictions still in place and exclusion zones as yet absent from around abortion providing services, is it fair to say that women's health is not taken seriously? Is it time, as advocate Vicky Whelan has suggested, that Ireland appoint a minister for women's health? And joining me now to discuss this is Social Democrat TD for Wicklow, Jennifer Whitmore. Jennifer, do you agree with Vicky Whelan? Do you think we should have a women's health minister?
Good morning, Ciara. Look, I can completely understand where Vicky Whelan is coming from. I can, you know, I understand her frustration. I think it's a frustration that most women and their families in the country feel, because we know women's health isn't taken as a priority issue and it doesn't get the focus that it should. You know, you mentioned the exclusion zones there. They were promised a number of years ago. There's still no idea from the minister as to when they will actually be put in place. We have maternity restrictions in place at the moment, despite the fact that the minister on your radio station in June said that women would be able to have their partners with them for their full labour experience at that time. And that still hasn't happened. We have a maternity strategy that was started in 2016 that hasn't been implemented. And not only has it not been implemented, but in actual fact, it doesn't even do the annual updates it's required to do. So, you know, I think it's clear that it hasn't been a priority. And of course, there's the National Maternity Hospital, which many women have come out and said.
But is the solution to that, Jennifer, a minister for women's health? Or is the solution to that, I suppose, highlighting women's health issues within the healthcare service? And I suppose moving away from that bad old time when I do agree that women's health issues tended to be semi-invisible.
Yeah, so I think probably in relation to a minister specifically for women's health, what I would say is that we have a minister for women's health, and that is the Minister for Health. And he needs to implement these reforms, and he needs to make sure that he puts women's health issues at the top of his priority list. You know, I think there could be a risk that if you had a specific junior minister for women's health, that it's seen as a minority issue, it's seen as something, you know, could potentially be sidelined.
Yeah. I agree with you. I find it extraordinary that women's issues are viewed as a minority issue, considering we're 51% of the population.
Absolutely. And they really don't get the focus that they deserve. And, you know, the minister can come out and Fianna Fáil can come out with as many promotional videos and as many, you know, social media posts talking about how they're putting maternity services at the top of the priority list. Women know they are not. They know they're not. We're not being listened to. We're not getting the services that we require and that we deserve. And actually that we have been promised. You know, the report that you're talking about talks about the minister's conducting a radical listening exercise. Look, women don't need a radical listening exercise. We have been very vocal about what we need, and what we need is the minister to actually hear what we're saying and put actions in place to make sure that all those issues are implemented and resolved.
Okay. Lastly, would you like to see an education programme brought in for doctors? I would suggest, as somebody who used to practice medicine, that the problem starts there to a certain extent. Medicine was always very patriarchal and very sort of paternalistic. And I think medics missed out on many of women's health issues because they simply saw the issues of healthcare through the eyes of a man.
Yeah, and I think we've had that discussion in relation to menopause issues and how, you know, perhaps some older doctors may not be all that familiar with the issues or what's the impact of it on women. So, you know, that could potentially be part of it as well. But I do think as well, from a political perspective, Ciara, that what we're seeing here is really a lack of female representation within our political system as well. You know, like, I spend a lot of my time, as does my colleague Holly Cairns, discussing women's issues, whether it's the maternity restrictions or the issues about breastfeeding. And sometimes you can even see some of the male politicians are actually quite uncomfortable talking about some of those issues. So I think, you know, there's probably a few strands to it, but I think having better female representation as well would probably bring those issues to the fore. And I know Holly Cairns is actually, we will be bringing a bill to the Dáil shortly in relation to getting more, getting maternity leave for counsellors to try and encourage, you know, female politicians into the system that way. So I think, you know, there's a whole lot of very important issues. And I think education is part of it, but representation is also.
Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning on the programme. That is Social Democrat TD for Wicklow, Jennifer Whitmore, who I think largely agrees that perhaps a minister for women's health is not the best idea.
Mm. Yeah, of course, the big problem with the argument is the Social Democrats had a chance to have a women's minister for health last year, and they opted not to go into talks for government for reasons that I'm still not clear about. Roisin Shortall, I think, could have been minister for health and maybe would have been a very good minister for health, but they didn't engage. So I think they need to address that issue as well. Anyway, no doubt they will disagree.